USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney may have muddied things up when it comes to President Trump's impeachment inquiry. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes Mulvaney made things clear at his press conference on Thursday.
There was no quid pro quo.
Fellow Republican Congressman Francis Rooney doesn't see it that way at all.
It's certainly quite clear right now that the actions were related to getting some of the Ukraine to do some of these things.
In other words, Rooney says it appears there was a quid pro quo, which is the very issue that led to the current House impeachment inquiry. Career diplomat George Kent told congressional investigators Rudy Giuliani asked the State Department to grant a visa to former Ukrainian official Viktor Shokin, who Joe Biden had pushed to have removed when he was vice president. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.